The stock is trading on Joseph Kondekuri. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Kondekuri is C-O-N-D-E-R-C-U-R-I. C-O-N-D-E-R, D as in David, D-E-R-C-U-R-I. Kondekuri, date of birth, 12-4-58, date of visit, 8-13-25. Please make copy for Hassan Al-Khatib, H-A-S-S-A-N, Hassan Al-Khatib, A-L-K-H-A-T-I-B, Hassan Al-Khatib, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N, Hassan, thank you for sending Joseph Kondekuri for my evaluation. Next, history, present, illness. This is a 66-year-old male who has had shortness of breath with minimal activity, has had a long-standing history of smoking a pack and a half per day. The patient recently has not been able to ambulate much due to severe dyspnea, and he desaturates easily with activity. He did have a chest x-ray more than a year ago, which showed no active pulmonary infiltrate. The patient does use a Symbicort inhaler 2 puffs twice a day. And albuterol as needed. He's presently coughing, but brings up a little whitish yellow mucus and denies any hemoptysis, fevers, chills, and no chest pains. Next paragraph, past history. Patient's past history has included history of COPD and emphysema, and history of diverticulitis, and history for exploratory laparotomy and colon resection in 2017. He had a ventral hernia repair done in 2017. Patient also has hypertension and uses amlodipine. He has cataracts and has severe vision problems due to retinal damage. Next paragraph, past history, patients. I'm sorry, next paragraph is allergy, no drug allergies. But has intolerance to analgesics. And next paragraph, habits, the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 50 years and quit recently. No alcohol use. Next. He runs a fencing business and denies asbestos exposure. Next, family history, mother died of CHF, father died of sepsis and UTI. Next paragraph. Med list, amlodipine, benazepril, 10-20 milligrams one daily, and Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Wellbutrin XL, 150 milligrams daily. Next, system review. The patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. Yes, abdominal pains and nausea, and rectal bleeding. Yes, had fatigue, no weight loss. Yes, cataracts and no glaucoma. And has vision loss. He has no urinary frequency or flank pains. And occasional chest pains and palpitations. And no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. He has some joint pains, denies any headaches, seizures, or memory loss. Has memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly, white male, is red, no pale, no acute distress, no sign of resistors or clubbing. Blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse. Pulse 110, respiration is 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 182, saturation 96. HE and endophthalmic pupils are reactive. Clear over clear, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Next up, no bruising of thyroid enlargement to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with occasional wheezes scattered bilaterally, prolonged expiration. Heart sounds of regular, asthma, nest to no mama. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, reflexes of 1 plus, no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions observed, rectal exams deferred. Next paragraph, patient number 1, COPD and emphysema. Number 2 is history of hypertension. And number 3 is chronic pain, and next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to stay away from cigarette smoking, and was advised to use and was advised to get a CT chest without contrast, as well as a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. Yeah. We'll use a nebulizer. With albuterol and atropine solution. 3 times daily. In addition to Symbicort. 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. A follow-up visit arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Copy for Hassan Al-Khatib, H-A-S-S-A-N, Al-Khatib, A-L-K-H-A-T-I-B. MD, Hassan Al-Khatib. Thank you.